Today, we are going through all 17 teams in the ACC, and we're going to pick a winner and loser for the entire schedule.
Wayfair's Labor Day clearance is here. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home, plus fast shipping on everything right to your door. Shop now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
Welcome in. It's 2025 ACC schedule prediction time. This is Winning Cures Everything. I'm your host, Gary Seegers, at GaryWCE on all the different socials. And yes, we've already done this for the SEC. We've already done it for the Big Ten. Why not toss it in for the ACC as well? We're going to knock out the Big 12 as well later. Look, there are 17 teams in the ACC. If I gave 2 minutes to each of them, this would be at least a 34-minute podcast. So let's go on and get to it. All we're doing is picking winners and losers. I'm going to give you what my numbers are. We're going to go over the win total, et cetera. And I will tell you what I would do in that situation based on what we know thus far. So let's get to it. We'll start off with Boston College. Boston College, their over-under win total is 5.5 right now at FanDuel. +104 to go over, -128 to go under. Right now, I've got them winning the first three games of the year, even though two of those are on the road. And if you look at it, Fordham, obviously, that's a win. At Michigan State, I've got Michigan State actually favored in that game, but I think Boston College actually gets it done. At Stanford, I've got Boston College favored by 4.81. I think they win all three of those games. And then, of course, they have a bye week. I know that the travel to Stanford, kind of difficult, right? Especially after you travel to East Lansing the week before, but I think they're going to be fine for that. Week four, you've got your bye. And then we get into week five with Cal, okay? Boston College, I've got favored by 5.61. They are coming off of a bye. Cal will be playing their 5th straight game. So, yeah, I think Cal's going to be kind of up against it in that spot. Moving on to week six, that's where we get the first loss for Boston College. At Pitt, I've got Pitt favored by 3 here. Obviously, it's going to be a tight ball game. I think that Pitt probably gets the win at home, so that sets us at 4-1. Week 7, Boston College and Clemson. That's at BC. I've got Clemson favored by over 2 touchdowns. I think Clemson handles them easily. But we'll see. I mean, Bill O'Brien, he knows what he's doing. Week 8, UConn. I've got BC favored by over 10 points here. But would it shock you to see UConn put up a game there? Probably not. So that puts us at 5-2 through week 8 of the season. And then the schedule just gets absolutely brutal. At Louisville, Notre Dame, SMU, Georgia Tech. All losses. I know that the SMU game is the red bandana game. Difficult to do because you're playing 4 straight just to get to week 8. And then you got 4 more straight without a bye. I mean, you got bye weeks in week 13 and week 4. That's difficult. So at Louisville, I've got as a loss. Notre Dame, I've got as a loss. Both of those double-digit underdogs there. SMU, I've got favored by over a touchdown. I think SMU ends up winning that one. And then Georgia Tech comes to town. And I've got Georgia Tech favored by 2.31. But at the end of that slate, Georgia Tech is coming off of a bye. And Boston College is playing their 8th straight game. So I will give Georgia Tech the win on that. Then you've got a bye week. And then at Syracuse. Now, I've got Syracuse favored by a couple of points here, but I think that's going to be for a bowl game for both of these teams, potentially. If that's the case, Syracuse being at home, I'll give them that win. I'm going to go with the under 5.5 at -128. I'll take Boston College 5-7 on the year. Now let's move to Cal. This one starts off at Oregon State. I think that could be a tricky, tricky spot. I've got Cal favored by less than a field goal on the road here inside Reser Stadium. This one, I've got Cal winning that game. I've got Cal beating Texas Southern. I've got a typo on here as far as what Cal is favored by. Minnesota comes into town. I think Minnesota's going to win that game. I've got them favored by 4 points, but I think they are just overall roster a better team. Then Cal goes to San Diego State. I don't think San Diego State is quite set up to be able to win a game of this magnitude, of this caliber, if you will. So I'm going to give Cal the win there. So they start off 3-1, and then the schedule gets tough for them as well. At Boston College, I already told you I think BC wins. Duke comes to town. I think Duke is better than they are. I will take Duke to win there. So 3-3 through week 6. You get a bye week in week 7. North Carolina comes in. I think North Carolina wins that. They go to Virginia Tech. I think they win that one. Virginia has to travel to them. I've got Cal favored by 3.5 points there. I think they do beat Virginia. Coming back home, I think they're going to be a little bit fired up. At Louisville is the week after. I've got Louisville favored by a little less than 2 touchdowns here. So at that point, you're already looking at 6 losses. So 4-6. Then you get a bye in week 12. And then week 13 at Stanford. I think Cal is better than Stanford this year. I will take Cal, even though I've only got them favored by a couple of points on the road here. And then week 14, SMU comes to town. I think SMU handles them. SMU, I've got favored by 10.61 points on that one. This is a little bit different model than what I posted on bettingcfb.com. Go check it out. Go check out bettingcfb.com. I've got a predicted spread for all of the FBS versus FBS games up already. Okay, we move to Clemson. I think they beat LSU to start off the season. They're at home. I've got them favored by 3.28 points. This line, by the way, so Clemson, they're over-under. I don't think I talked about Cal's either. Cal, their over-under was 5.5, plus 118 to go over, minus 144 to go under. That's one of my favorite bets is Cal under. I know the schedule is in a spot where they could get some wins, but the portal haul and whatnot, just awful. Clemson, their regular season wins 9.5. And to go over the 9.5 is minus 220. Now, if they are going to go over the 9.5, they're going to have to beat LSU to start. To go under is plus 176. Regardless, I don't think they're going under, as you can tell on your screen. I've got them beating Troy in week 2. At Georgia Tech in week 3 could get tricky. Clemson is favored by 10.71 there, at least for me. Syracuse, I've got Clemson favored by almost 3 touchdowns. And then a bye week in week 5 before they head over to North Carolina. They go to Keenan Stadium. And, I've got Clemson favored by more than 2 touchdowns there. I think they win that. At Boston College, Clemson by more than 2 touchdowns there. SMU, that is a challenging opponent, but Clemson gets them at home. So I've got Clemson favored by more than 10 points on that one. You got a bye week in week 9 before Duke comes to town. Clemson by 18 in that one. I've got Clemson by 17, or almost 18, at home against Florida State in week number 11. And then week 12, you've got a Friday night game at Louisville. I think this is the spot where Clemson gets picked off. Clemson, I've got them favored by almost 8 points here. Still looking at how it sets up, I kind of like Louisville in this spot. They're going to have a lot of confidence coming in based on the schedule. At least I would imagine they will. And they're going to be fired up for that Friday night game. Win over Furman, of course, and week 14 at South Carolina. I've got a win over South Carolina. I've got Clemson favored by almost 3 points there. I think they get revenge for last season. So Clemson 11-1. I've got them easily going over the 9.5. Next up, the Duke Blue Devils. We'll move on to them. Duke, their over-under win total is 6.5. Now, to go over is minus 200. To go under, plus 160. I've got them at Well, here, let's just go through it. Win over Elon. I've got a loss to Illinois. I've got a win at Tulane, even though I've got Tulane favored in the game. Win over NC State, so 3-1 to start off. I've got them losing at Syracuse in week 5. Now, I've got Syracuse favored by, it's basically a pick 'em at that spot. I've got them at 0.06. You go from at Syracuse where you lose, then you've got to get a win when you're coming back in week 6. They go at Cal. I think they win at Cal. So we're looking at 4-2 through 6 weeks of the season. A bye week in week 7. I've got them beating Georgia Tech. So 5-2. And then another bye week in week 9. And then I think they lose at Clemson. And the rest of the schedule, I mean, it is set up well. At UConn, I think they win that one. Virginia, I think they win that one. Wake Forest in the last week of the season, I think they win that. But I do think that they lose at North Carolina in week 13. Those other last three of the last four games, I've got them favored by more than a touchdown. North Carolina is kind of a pick 'em spot. I kind of like North Carolina there. So Duke, I've got an 8-4. So going over the 6.5, I mean, minus 200, you're betting 200 to 100. Yeah, okay. Not one of my favorite bets, but still, I do think that that's a winner. So Florida State, let's talk about Florida State. Florida State, their regular season win total sits at 7.5. To go over is plus 164. To go under is minus 205. Let's move this thing around a little bit. And let's see what we got. All right, Florida State. Start off with Alabama. I've got Alabama favored by like 18 points. There's a reason that line has gone like dramatically in Bama's favor. So, lost to Alabama. Win over Texas A&M Commerce. Bye week. Win over Kent State. And then I think there's enough confidence they get a win at Virginia. So, 3-1 to start things off. They host Miami in week 6. I think they lose that game. I've got Miami favored by almost 10 points. But again, we have no idea what this team's going to look like. I mean, it could be anything. These portal swaps and what, I mean, it's just bananas. Lost to Miami in week 6. But then I've got a win over Pitt and a win at Stanford. So through the first 8 weeks of the season, we're already looking at 5-2. The rest of the schedule gets really, really tricky really quick. They host Wake Forest in week 10. I've got a win there. At Clemson, I've got a loss. Virginia Tech, I've got a win there, even though I've only got them favored by a little less than 2 points. At NC State, I've got NC State favored. I mean, that one could kind of go either way. I gave it to NC State because I've got NC State losing the week before at Miami. We'll see. And then at the end of the season, at Florida, I've got Florida favored by almost 14 points. So I'm looking at Florida State 7-5, which goes under, which is the minus 205 number. Not a huge fan of that. Not a huge fan of that bet either, but I do think that Florida State goes 7-5 here. Let's see. We're moving to Georgia Tech. This one's tricky. Georgia Tech, their over-under is 7.5. And 7.5 is a tricky number for them because they are not used to hitting that. Brent Key is an absolute monster. But minus 162 to go over, plus 132 to go under, that is much more likely that they hit 8 wins as opposed to 7. I looked at their schedule. I really like this football team. At Colorado, I've got a win there. Gardner Webb, I've got a win there. So 2-0 to start. Loss to Clemson, even though it's at home. We don't have to go further than that. Win over Temple. Win at Wake Forest. Bye week in week 6. So we're already 4-1 going into the week 6 bye week. Week 7, they host Virginia Tech. I've got them favored by almost 4 points there. I've got a win there. So 5-1. Then they go at Duke. And I've got Duke winning that ballgame. So right now we're sitting at 5-2. Syracuse at NC State the next 2 weeks. I've got them favored in both of those. Syracuse, I've got them favored by more than a touchdown. That one's at home. At NC State's going to be tricky. It always is. But I don't really like NC State's makeup right now. So we're looking at, 7-2 thus far through week 10 of the season. You get a bye week in week 11 at Boston College, who is going to be playing their eighth straight game while you're coming off of a bye. I will give Georgia Tech that one. Pitt comes into town, and Pitt, let's see, has to play Notre Dame the week before and Miami the week after. So I gave him a win on that one. And then I've got him losing to Georgia. I've got Georgia favored by like 18 points. Would it surprise me to see them give Georgia a ball game? Absolutely not, especially after last year. So I've got Georgia Tech sitting at 9-3. Pretty good. Pretty good. Let me go on to tell you, before we jump into the next one, if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button, hit the like button for me. I would certainly appreciate that. This is a one-man show. It's just me. I'm the only one here. So if you want to continue supporting, certainly do that. Check out bettingcfb.com. That's BETTING.com. And that's $5 a month, $50 for the year. I give you my best plays. I give you more stats info over there than I will on video and whatnot. It's a good time. And if you haven't, subscribe to the podcast as well. For those that are listening on the podcast, subscribe on YouTube. If you're on YouTube, subscribe on the podcast. There's different things going to each one. There's a lot more audio-only podcasts this year due to time constraints. We'll say that. Tickets to everything are expensive these days. And I know you're like me. You want to catch a big game or a concert, maybe even tickets to a show. Why not save some money every time you buy tickets? Visit TicketSmarter.com or use the TicketSmarter mobile app and use the promo code WCE10, that's WCE10, to save $10 on any order of $100 or more, or use WCE20, that's WCE20, to save $20 on an order of $300 or more. It's not a one-time sign-up bonus or anything. Seriously, every time you buy tickets, you can save money on already great deals. So do yourself a favor. Think smarter with Ticket Smarter.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
All right, Louisville's over-under is 8.5. And to go over is minus 160. To go under is plus 130. Yeah, okay. I feel pretty good about it. Feel pretty good thus far. Eastern Kentucky win. James Madison win. Bye week in week 3. And then Bowling Green, I've got a win there. So 3-0 to start. Then they play at Pitt. I've got Pitt winning that game. It's just a hunch. I've only got Louisville favored by like 4 points there. So I think they lose at Pitt. I think they beat Virginia in week 6. So we're looking at a 4-1 record through week 6 of the season. There's a bye week before they play at Miami. I still think Miami wins that game. I've got Miami favored by 9.81 points. Then they host Boston College. I've got a win for them there. They play at Virginia Tech. I've got Louisville favored by only 2 points there. But I think that is a Louisville win. They host Cal the week after. I've got them favored by almost 2 touchdowns there. So I will take Louisville in that spot. And then in week 12 on a Friday night, Clemson comes to town, and I've got Louisville beating Clemson. The week after the Clemson game, they play at SMU. I think that is an emotional letdown spot. I will take SMU in that spot. So 3 losses thus far. Then they play Kentucky. I think Kentucky's done for. I think Louisville beats Kentucky and goes 9-3, but they have 3 conference losses. So 9-3 for them, which means that I've got them going over at minus 160 on that. The Miami Hurricanes. They are sitting at 9.5 for their win total, plus 122 to go over, minus 150 to go under. And I'll go ahead and tell you, I like them to beat Notre Dame in week one. I like Bethune-Cookman. I like them beating South Florida as well. So 3-0 to start. Then I've got a loss at home to Florida in week four. Week five is a bye week. They play at Florida State in week six. I think they win that game. And then there's another bye week. I'm looking at this. I should have come up with something somewhere. But I didn't. There's another bye week. And then they host Louisville on a Friday night. I think that they beat Louisville. I already talked about that. So you're looking at 5-1 thus far before heading into week nine. They host Stanford. I think they beat Stanford. They play at SMU. I think that they beat SMU. That'll be SMU's fifth straight game and their first game back at home after two road games, and then they have another road game the week after. So I think that Miami beats SMU. I think a win over Syracuse. I think a win at home over NC State. I think a win at Virginia Tech, although that one could get tricky, and then a win at Pitt at the end of the season. I have not learned my lesson. I've got Miami at 11-1. So I've got a Charlotte ACC championship game already before we get through the rest of this of Miami and Clemson. I think that's all right. I think these two are the most talented out of everybody in the league, so it's easy to get to that point. We'll move on. NC State, their win total is 6.5. To go over is plus 108. To go under is minus 132. So let's take a look. NC State, I've got a win over East Carolina, although, interesting spot there. I've got a win over Virginia. I've got them favored by over a touchdown in that. I've got a win at Wake Forest. I've got them favored by a little more than a touchdown there. At Duke, I've got a loss. So now we're looking at 3-1 through 4 weeks. Week five, Virginia Tech. Got a win there. Week six, Campbell, got a win there. So you are already at 5 wins through 6 weeks of the season, but they haven't had a bye week yet. Week seven, they play at Notre Dame. I think that they lose that game. I've got Notre Dame favored by like 20 points. So currently 5-2. We move to week eight. We've got a bye week. At Pitt, I think Pitt wins that game. Georgia Tech comes to town. I think Georgia Tech wins that game. Surely they'll get one of those, but I just, the schedule is awesome for them for the most part. I don't like this team. So yeah, now you're sitting at 4 losses, 5-4. Week 11, you got a bye, and then you play at Miami. Obviously, I told you about Miami. I think that's a loss for NC State. So now we're at 5-5. They play Florida State at home on Friday night after the game at Miami. I think they beat Florida State. So 6-5, they're already in a bowl game. And then at home against North Carolina. I've got NC State favored by almost 4 points here. I will take NC State to upset North Carolina. Not upset. But it'll kind of be an upset at that point. Because it's, you know, Bill Belichick coming into town. I think they're going to be super fired up for that rivalry. Give me NC State 7-5, and I'll go over the 6.5 at plus 108 for them. Now, I just brought them up. Let's talk about North Carolina. North Carolina's win total is 7.5. To go over is plus 134. To go under is minus 164. Their schedule is beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. If Bill Belichick finds a way to create an ACC contender out of this bunch, schedule will have a lot to do with it. But to start off with, I've got them losing at home to TCU. I've got TCU favored by 4.89 points there. Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. Kind of ridiculous. At Charlotte, I've got, let's see. Oh, I've got North Carolina favored there. I've got a win over Richmond. And then I've got a win at UCF, even though I have UCF favored. 3-1 to start the year. Feeling good about yourself. Week five is going to be a bye week. And then you host Clemson, who I've got favored by 15.62 points here. Week six, I think, is a loss to Clemson. So 3-2 through 6 weeks, and then a bye week in week seven. Then you have no more bye weeks for the rest of the year. At Cal, I think, is a win. Then they come back home. I think they lose to Virginia. I think they lose at Syracuse. So you got 4 games left. And then I think it gets good. Win over Stanford, win at Wake Forest, win over Duke, but then I've got a loss to NC State. So that Duke game could be interesting, but you got two, really three big rivals all at the end of the season. All in-state competition. That's the way they set this up was very interesting. At Wake, Duke, and at NC State all at the end of the year. I've got North Carolina 7-5, so that would be under, which is minus 164, so that is a favorite right there. The Pitt Panthers. Pitt, their over-under win total is 6.5. Plus 112 to go over, minus 138 to go under. And let's try and fire through it. Pitt, I've got, let's see, a win over Duquesne, win over Central Michigan, but then I've got them losing at West Virginia. You think Rich Rodriguez is not going to be fired up for that one? I mean, what are we even talking about? So 2-1 before a bye week in week four. Then they host Louisville, and I think that they win that game against Louisville. So you're looking at 3-1 through 5 weeks. Then I've got Boston College coming in and losing to Pitt. So you're looking at 4-1 through 5 weeks or through 6 weeks. I've got a loss at Florida State, a loss at Syracuse, a win over NC State, and then a win at Stanford. All five of the games here, six of the games here, I've got a spread less than a touchdown. Like, I mean, this is a total crapshoot. Total crapshoot. Bye week in week 11, and at this point, they are sitting at 6-3, but the end of the schedule is absolutely atrocious. I mean, it is brutal. Like, why they would do this to anybody, I have no idea, but they host Notre Dame, at Georgia Tech the next week, and then host Miami. I think they lose all three of those. I've got them at least a touchdown, if not more, underdog in all three of those games. So Pitt, I have at 6-6, which means I've got them going under the 6.5, which is minus 138 at Ole FD right there. Let's do one more, and then we'll do another quick break. SMU at 9-3. Well, I'll go on and tell you, I've got them 9-3. Texas A&M Commerce, that's a win. Win over Baylor. Interesting spot there. Baylor coming off of a game against Auburn in week one. I think they get the win at home against Baylor. I've got them favored by 6 points there. At Missouri State, I think that's a win. Why you're playing at Missouri State, I have no idea. But either way, 3-0 start to the season. I think they lose at TCU in week four. I think TCU is going to be ready for that defense. Yeah, that's the spot. So go on the road, second straight week. I think they lose at TCU. So 3-1 through 4 weeks of the season. You got a bye week in week five. Then I got a win over Syracuse, a win over Stanford. So you're looking at 5-1 before they play at Clemson. And I think Clemson wins that one. As I said earlier, I've got Clemson favored by more than 10 points there. A win at Wake Forest. Feel pretty good about that. I've got SMU by more than 2 touchdowns. Week 10, they host Miami. It's in the middle of three straight road games. So you got at Clemson, at Wake Forest, you host Miami, and then at Boston College. I think Miami gets the win on that one. At Boston College, I've got a win there, but as I mentioned before, that's the red bandana game. Anything is possible. We'll see. Bye week in week 12. Before hosting Louisville in week 13. I think the crowd is going to be fired up for that. If you are an SMU season ticket holder, worked out pretty good this year. You get Baylor at home. You get Miami at home. You get Louisville at home. That's pretty good. Other than that, you got Texas A&M Commerce, Syracuse, and Stanford. So three guaranteed wins and then three interesting ball games. But either way, I've got a win over Louisville, and then I've got a win at Cal at the end of the season. So SMU at 9-3. And SMU's win total is over or under 8.5. To go over is minus 120. To go under is minus 102. I will take the over at minus 120 on that one. Again, subscribe if you haven't done that, whether it's on YouTube or on the podcast. Both of them will have different things this year. And check out bettingcfb.com to subscribe over there. $5 a month, $50 for the year. And there's additional bonus stuff over there as well.
We're proudly supported by Ghost Sleeves, the best kinesiology technology on the market. Ghost Sleeves' patented compression sleeves, socks, and more increase blood flow and lymphatic flow to help your body recover, manage pain, and maintain peak performance. Right now, you can save 15% by going to GhostSleeves.com/WCE or by using the promo code WCE on their site. GhostSleeves, it's go time.
Stanford is bad. I think that's the best way to put it. I do have them winning the first game of the year. I know that there's a lot of people that think that Hawaii is going to win that game because that spread has shifted. I get it. I know Hawaii's got some guys coming back and whatnot. I understand, but I still think Stanford's roster is better. And Frank Reich, while not a college coach, he is a good head coach. So, you know, like I got the win at Hawaii. There's a bye in week one. And then it's just brutal from that point on. At BYU, I've got BYU by 17 there. Hosting Boston College, I've got Boston College by almost 5. At Virginia, I mean, listen to this travel. You play at Hawaii, and then you get a week off, and then you leave Palo Alto to go to BYU. You host Boston College, but then you go to Virginia, East Coast game. You come back home, you face San Jose State, who I've got you favored by 3.5, and I gave you that win. At that point, you're 2-3 through 5 weeks of the season. Week 6, another bye. Week 7, at SMU. So you got to travel from the Bay Area to Dallas. Back home, I've got a loss to Florida State. Then you leave there, you go Palo Alto at Miami, loss to the Hurricanes. Back home against Pitt, on the road again at North Carolina. I've got all of those losses. You come back home, you get to host Cal, you get to host North Carolina. So at North Carolina, or at Notre Dame, excuse me, lost to Notre Dame. In the last game of the season, 2-10 sounds about right. Stanford's over-under win total is 3.5. To go over is plus 136. To go under is minus 168. I am going under. Even if you do get one more win in there, I don't know where it's going to be. Like maybe against Cal. Maybe you can find a. I don't see it. I don't see it with this team. I'm very much out on Stanford. Syracuse. Fran Brown won 10 games with this roster last year, and then they all left. Now you got Steve Angeli at quarterback, or maybe whoever the kid is from LSU that's coming in. Who knows what this team is going to look like this year? Their win total is 5.5. To go over is plus 156. To go under is minus 194. That's a lot of juice on the under, and it's for good reason, but I've got a lot of faith in Fran Brown being able to come up with something here. So let's take a look at it. Lost to Tennessee in week one. I think the rosters are just considerably different. Then I've got a win over UConn, a win over Colgate, so 2-1 to start. At Clemson, obviously going to be a loss. I got a win over Duke in week 5. Puts them at 3-2. But then I've got a loss at SMU in week 6. So 3-3 through the first 6 weeks of the season. You get a bye week in week 7 before hosting Pitt. So a bye week before you host another team that you got a chance to beat. 4-3 at that point. From there, at Georgia Tech, I've got a loss. North Carolina comes in on a Friday night. And North Carolina has been at California. I've got them losing to Virginia the next week. And then they got to play on a Friday at Syracuse. I'll give Syracuse the win. So right there, you've got 5 wins. At Miami, I think that's a loss. Bye week, and then at Notre Dame, I think that's a loss. So you're sitting at 5-6. You need one more win to get to a bowl game. I told you earlier when we did Boston College, I think Syracuse wins the game at home against Boston College. Syracuse, 6-6. That's a pretty hefty. I might take a shot on that. Syracuse over 5.5 plus 156. I might look into that because that is. I don't have them winning any game that they shouldn't be favored in, or at least around a pick 'em. Yeah. So I'll take Syracuse, 6-6. Not bad. 3 more teams to go. Virginia. Let's go through this. Virginia, I've got them at, let's see, their over-under win total is 6.5. To go over 6.5 is plus 118. To go under is minus 144. I got a win over Coastal Carolina to start off with. I've got them by double-digit favorites there. At NC State, I've got a loss for them. William and Mary, and then Stanford, 3-1 to start the season. Feeling pretty good about Tony Elliott and that bunch at that point. Florida State comes in on a Friday. I think Florida State gets that win. Then they have to go to Louisville the next week. I think Louisville gets that win. So you're sitting at 3-3. Then you get your bye week in week 7. Washington State comes in. I've got Virginia by almost 9 points, 8.5 points. So I will take Virginia to win that. Then the next week at North Carolina, I think that's where the upset happens. The one that people aren't really expecting, I think Virginia gets the win at North Carolina. But they follow that up with a loss at Cal the next week because you're going Washington State at home, at North Carolina, at Cal. Then you come back home and you get Wake Forest. I think they beat Wake Forest. But then the next week, in week 12, I've got a loss at Duke in that spot. So you're currently sitting at 6. You were 6-4 after the Wake Forest game. 6-5 after Duke. Week 13 is a bye, and then you've got Virginia Tech. And I think they lose at Virginia Tech. So that puts them at 6-6. That would be under, which is minus 144. Not a bet that I'm willing to make, but we shall see. We shall see. They really went in on the portal this year. They spent some money. They're feeling good about themselves. Two more teams to knock out. Virginia Tech, 6-6 on the year is what I've got them. And their win total is 6.5, and it is the same odds as Virginia. Plus 118 to go over, minus 144 to go under. Virginia Tech is the kind of team that dealt with a ton of injuries last year. I'm not really sure what to expect from them this year with guys coming back and whatnot. But hey, we're going to see. I got a loss to South Carolina to start off with. I've got a win over Vanderbilt at home the next week. Win over Old Dominion, which is not a guarantee. Then I've got a win over Wofford. So 3-1 start to the season for Virginia Tech. At NC State, I've got a loss. Wake Forest at home, I've got a win. So now you're at 4-2 through 6 weeks. And then a seventh straight game, you got to go to Georgia Tech. I think Georgia Tech ends up winning that ball game. So now you are 4-3 through 7 weeks of the season. And the back half is, I mean, you got some tough games there. Tough, tough games. Week 9, you go to Cal, coming off of a bye on a Friday night. Sorry, not to Cal. Cal comes to you on a Friday night. Yeah, I'll give you that win. But then you play Louisville at home the next week. I think Louisville gets that one. Another bye in week 11. And then at Florida State, I've got a loss. Miami, I've got a loss at home. And then at Virginia, I've got a win. So you're looking at 6-6 for Virginia Tech. Minus 144. Makes sense. Makes sense. All right, Wake Forest. That's going to be our last one for tonight or today. Wake Forest went over Kennesaw State. Makes sense. Went over Western Carolina. Makes sense. I've got a loss at home to NC State in week 3. And you've got a bye week in week 4. Loss at home to Georgia Tech. Loss at Virginia Tech. I've got Wake Forest going out and winning at Oregon State. So, 3-3 through 7 weeks of the season. And then the last bye week of the year for them comes in week 8. And then it just gets difficult. SMU at home, loss. At Florida State, loss. At Virginia, loss. North Carolina at home, loss. Delaware at home, I've got a win. And then at Duke, I've got a loss. I don't have them favored in, well, let's see, 1, 2. I've got them favored in 3 games on the season, but I'm going to give them 4 wins because I trust Jake Dickert. He establishes a culture really, really well. I don't like the roster, obviously, but went over Kennesaw, Western Carolina, and Delaware, and then a win at Oregon State. Win all your non-cons, don't win your, like, don't win a single ACC game. Yeah, it kind of makes sense. The win total is 4.5. To go over was plus 116. To go under, minus 142. I think it makes sense. I mean, it's, you know, go under at minus 142, and it's not too crazy. So, for the ACC, the two favorites are the teams that I've got, and there's a reason that these teams are the favorites here. Clemson is plus 110. Miami is plus 390. I'll take Clemson to win the ACC. Like, it's not a huge payoff, but I think Clemson is just the class of the league. And, you know, if Miami doesn't get there, it'd probably be because they lost to Louisville, even though they host Louisville. Yeah, they host Louisville on a Friday night, and Louisville gets a bye week the week before as well. So, interesting spots. But I will take Clemson to win the ACC. All right, that is going to wrap things up for our ACC schedule preview. You guys have been absolutely fantastic. Subscribe if you hadn't done that. As we mentioned before, ghostleaves.com/WCE, ticketsmarter.com, use WCE10, WCE20, and make sure that you are signing up over at bettingcfb.com. I'm ready for a good season. Subscribe to the podcast and the YouTube, because I'm doing audio-only podcasts, like a lot of them this year. So hopefully you'll join in for those as well. With that said, let's get out of here. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football, and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week. Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and follow me on Twitter, @GaryWCE. If you want to toss in a question, you can email me, Gary@WinningCuresEverything.com. Make sure and hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time.
Wayfair's Labor Day clearance is here. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home, plus fast shipping on everything right to your door. Shop now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.